What am I? I'm alive and breathing with my heart intact. What else is there to live for? I only need my baby back. Key to life is want your needs and don't believe your greatest dreams.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella, Eden, Vivek and Sarah on your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Southern Queensland's tourism sector is facing large setbacks this Easter, with thousands lost to cancellations as fuel expenses rise. General Manager David Brook said the joint effect of rising interest rates, high cost of living and skyrocketing fuel costs meant fewer families could afford an Easter weekend away. Hannah Robinson from Drop Bear Adventures said her four-wheel drive tour and hire company lost over $10,000 due to cancellations in recent weeks. While some businesses say future bookings have taken a hit, others hope the local community market will get them through the Easter long weekend. We expect that many families are travelling smarter and opting for destinations closer to home, which suits the drive market here in southeast Queensland, a spokesperson from Aussie World said.
In more local news, the Star Casino conglomerate has finalised the deal to sell off its Queens Wharf complex to its consortium partners in Hong Kong. The deal will enable the gaming giant to operate the Riverside Casino space, forced to sell as a restructuring effort to ensure survival, alongside spiralling debt and regulation changes, cutting off money laundering revenue from high roller investors. Star previously owned a 50% stake in the multi-billion dollar complex, expecting to rake in $53 million from the deal that will also hand ownership of Brisbane's Treasury Hotel and the Charlotte Street car park to the consortium members. Chow Tai Fook and Far East Consortium now claim full ownership.
In national news, the Prime Minister will be speaking at National Press Club today, where he is expected to outline some of the government's economic priorities ahead of next month's federal budget. Last night, he gave a national address where he urged people to go about your business and your life as normal, but switch to using public transport if possible, which the opposition has criticised as lacking in substance and clarity. Shadow Minister for Energy Dan Tehan spoke to Radio National Breakfast earlier this morning and said the PM may as well have told us what he was having for dinner last night in his address to the nation. Quote, he didn't take the Australian people into his confidence and made no commitments to his transparency, end quote, Tehan said. He said people were flabbergasted by the address and called on the government to set up a national publicly available dashboard so that the public can track fuel supply. Angus Taylor was asked on AM earlier about the government's plan to make sure gas exporters leave enough in the system to ensure domestic supply for heating over winter. He said Australian gas must be working hard for Australians, but said the best way to achieve that is by drilling for more of it. My point is we keep putting band-aids on bullet wounds across our economy, whether it's gas, whether it's dealing with inflation or interest rates, Taylor said.
In other national news, Yufan Liu, a PhD candidate from the University of Queensland, has found that young tourists are more likely to engage in risky behaviour when prompted by evocative content shared on social media. Ms. Liu said that previous studies suggest that tourists are attracted to reputedly safe and positive environments, but that this is no longer the case for younger demographics, who are more likely to chase risk. Ms. Liu attributed this tendency to social media influences, stating that when young people see influencers jumping from high cliffs or getting intoxicated, they act as social models who normalize risk from a hazard to an experiential opportunity. However, Ms. Liu believes that if tourism bodies and social media influencers work together, they can create practical change. Instead of promoting safety in a formal way, they can embed safety cues into exciting, real travel stories. If the thrill is shown with boundaries, young travellers gain a realistic understanding of what is safe and what crosses the line, she said.
In international news, a mass robo-taxi malfunction has elicited traffic chaos in the Chinese city of Wuhan. The driverless Apollo Go vehicles stalled more than 100 vehicles on the busy roads of Wuhan, with videos on social media documenting the outage, even one appearing to show it resulting in a highway collision. Thankfully, police have said no injuries have been reported and all passengers exited their vehicles safely. This incident comes shortly after partnerships were announced in December 2025 between ride-sharing apps Uber and Lyft and the Chinese technology giant. Trials to test the Apollo Go cars on Western roads are aimed to begin in 2026. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8.9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.